Like any city, Vancouver has its own unique quirks and stereotypes. Sometimes it takes a foreign perspective to really see them. The city sees many visitors from abroad, and some have taken to social media to share the distinct differences they've noticed living in Vancouver compared to where they used to live. Even fellow Canadians visiting this city have been taken aback by some very specific things, though Vancouverites would argue that they are completely normal. According to foreigners who have recently moved to Vancouver, this is what the city and the people are actually like. Starbucks is better in Vancouver. Though Vancouver does admittedly have good coffee, the Starbucks coffee chain specifically is apparently better in Vancouver. Anything longer than a 10-minute drive is considered far. Vancouver is a walkable city, meaning Vancouverites aren't used to having to drive far. Vancouverites are cliquey and fake. Even Vancouverites themselves say that locals tend to build their friend groups when growing up and in school and then stick to them, and are typically uninviting to new people, and it seems newcomers agree. Vancouver is synonymous with the clean girl aesthetic. Vancouverites seem to be styled mainly by Lululemon and Aritzia, and according to one out-of-towner, it's hard to not cave to Vancouver's mainstream clean girl aesthetic. No standstill traffic. There is traffic in Vancouver, but, as one person shares, it's always moving. Comfort is style. Another aspect of Vancouver fashion is that a comfortable pair of matching sweats and a hoodie is considered stylish. Crosswalk buttons are confusing. Walking around the pole to find the button just to cross a street is a daily struggle here. Weed is everywhere. Vancouverites have fully embraced legalized cannabis, with cannabis stores scattered throughout the city and weed being considered a Vancouver norm. Vancouver has great food. Vancouver is known as a foodie city, and Vancouverites have some of the best cuisine and restaurants at their fingertips. Vancouver men have no game. Is Vancouver's dating scene as outlandish as its social life? Apparently. Vancouverites wear shoes to the beach. Taking one's shoes off prior to a nice stroll on a sandy beach may be the norm, but not in Vancouver. Since the beach is so accessible, locals can trek from beach to park within 15 minutes. So why bother? Hiking is no joke. Vancouverites take the outdoors seriously and, with the many beautiful trails and views, hiking is essentially a sport in this city. Thanking the bus driver. Vancouverites are so polite. Vancouverites say, "eh," and "sorry," a lot. Sorry. We're Canadian after all, eh? At Bad Gal Koska's 10 Things I've Learned About Hashtag Vancouver After Living Here for 4 Months, as an hashtag Aussie region letter a region letter you grin, PLS don't take this 100% seriously haha hashtag fip she hashtag trending musical note original sound, Cassie Butterfly. At Madamlika I'm sorry ha 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 hashtag FIP hashtag for you hashtag Canada hashtag Vancouver hashtag international student musical note papers x memories Juan Diego Viteri. At Alice Galby hashtag exchange student hashtag exchange year hashtag Vancouver hashtag Canada hash musical note papers x memories Juan Diego Viteri.